setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
Yeah. So I'm going to put this grocery chain in L.A. called Erewhon in the setting the bar category, all right? Okay. Because it's kind of like they've developed something that sounds like something your kid may have come up with when left unsupervised with a bunch of ingredients.
Oh, my.
Anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without selling a toothpaste smoothie, then you're doing okay.
Ew. Who would ever, like, hear about that and think, I must have that?
Delish. Now, think of this. Okay, so this is the grocery chain that sells, like, a $20 strawberry. Like, one strawberry in a plastic container that's worth $20.
I would never go in there at all.
Yeah, they sell smoothies that you or I might get anywhere else for like 10, 12 bucks for like $20, $25.
Of course they do.
It's super, super expensive. These are places where the Kardashians shop, TikTokers who want to make you think they're rich shop, things like that. Anyways, so this, they have this cafe in their store, and they're selling a toothpaste smoothie. It's called the Mint Condition Smile Smoothie. It doesn't really have toothpaste in it, but everything in it described feels like you're then drinking toothpaste.
Why would anybody want to do that? We're conditioned to spit it out.
Mm-hmm.
My brain tells me when that kind of a flavor hits my mouth, I'm spitting it out.
So look, they swear it's good. It may sound unusual.
What's in it?
Mango, banana, coconut, blue, spirulina, something like that, whatever that.
Spirulina? I've never heard of that.
Ella mint. So yeah, I mean, it could be actually maybe good, but it looks like a dark forest green, which isn't necessarily the most appealing of flavors.
No.
Yeah. Lindsay texted in and said, I screamed out Erewhon as soon as Ben said the most expensive grocery store. One of my sad but so real lifetime goals is to go there and buy the $20 smoothie, $70 strawberries, and act like I'm rich.
Wow. Well, everyone needs goals.
Everybody needs goals. Yep. Everybody needs goals.
I will stick to Publix. I mean, I feel bougie when I shop at Publix.
Yeah, I mean, there's
it feels upscale.
Whole Foods, there's Publix.
There's lots of those options that aren't that outrageous, but I will never, I don't care how much money I fall into.
Mm-hmm.
I am never going to spend $20 for a strawberry.
Well,
it's not happening.
Just know that there are places that do that.
That's great. Good for them.
All right. So that's why I'm kind of putting it in setting the bar category. Not that necessarily it's a terrible smoothie, just...
No. I'm also going to put the entire existence of that store in the setting the bar category.
All right.
Okay.
So there you go. That's your setting the bar category. That's your setting the bar story here.